Seth, I want to start by talking about a problem. So for me, when I'm approached with conflict, my immediate response is I'm angry, I lunge, and oftentimes, even if my response is right in theory, the collateral damage that I cause by standing up for something is so much worse than the original issue.
Yeah, well, it's experienced by everybody, and let's understand why it happens first. Wild animals are wild animals because they only have a little tiny brain, and that little tiny brain keeps them alive. It's about fear and revenge and reproduction and anger and let's go. And human beings have that same brain, but we evolved to have this other brain in front, the one that does ballet, the one that does big ideas. But that brain is slow compared to our wild animal brain, our lizard brain. The lizard brain is right next to our spinal cord, and it can go like that, and it floods our brain with chemicals instantly. And this brain takes 3 more seconds to catch up. And by the time that happens, it's really difficult for that brain to say, calm down, here's the right answer. You just have to walk down an airplane when they're experiencing turbulence. What we know is planes don't crash because of turbulence, but people freak because the lizard brain takes over. We're gonna die.
But out of sort of the lizard brain has come this idea of the resistance. How does that work?
So Steve Pressfield coined the term, and what it means is that there's part of us that doesn't want to be seen. So that's where writer's block comes from. No one actually has writer's block, just like no one gets plumber's block. You just do the plumbing. You can't write because the act of writing means you'll be seen forever by strangers. So you hold back.